And we're going to be in Luke chapter 15 for our message this morning here in our 11 o'clock worship service. Luke chapter 15, very well known chapter. In the beginning of the chapter, in verses 1 and 2, the Pharisees and the scribes, they murmured at Jesus for receiving sinners. And then Jesus told the three lost parables, we'll call them. First, he told the parable of the lost sheep, how God seeks out the lost. Then he told the parable of the lost coin, again, how God seeks the lost. And then the parable of the lost son. Most people refer to it as the parable of the prodigal son. And so that's the parable we're going to focus on today. But to be a bit different, we're not going to focus on the prodigal son. That is a story that's very well known. It's actually a phrase that's very well known in the world. What we're going to look at is his brother, and to see if we can learn some things from his brother. We don't talk much about his brother. We usually talk about the prodigal son. Most of us know the basic story. He asked for his father's inheritance early, went out and wasted his living with riotous living, and then when he lost his money, he lost his friends, ended up feeding the pigs, and realized, my father's servants are better off than I am. And so he said, I'm going to go home to my father. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to say, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your servants. He had it all planned out. And as he went home, his father saw him coming, ran and welcomed him home, wouldn't even let him give his whole speech, and had a big celebration and welcomed him with open arms, picturing our father's mercy. When we repent of our wrongdoing, when we come back and confess and admit we're wrong, God always shows mercy and welcomes us with love. It's a beautiful story. But the story does not end with the prodigal son. It actually carries on with his brother. And that's where we're going to pick it up today here in Luke chapter 15 and verse 25. Is where we'll pick it up. It says, now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to him, Father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. So today we look at the brother of the prodigal son, and I've entitled it, He Would Not Go In, here in Luke 15. Let's pray. Lord, I pray you'd now use your word in our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that this morning we would be willing to learn from the prodigal son's brother. And Lord, to check our own hearts, to make sure that we don't have these wrong attitudes that he had. And I pray that we would, Lord, strive to be more like the father in this parable, who was forgiving and loving and generous. And Lord, that we would, again, be very careful of our response when people sin, when people are restored. And Lord, that we would be careful about our own attitude. So we thank you for this privilege and pray you'll now use your word and be glorified in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we see, it starts off there in verse 28. It says, he was angry. He was angry. He was angry because his father was throwing a celebration for the other son, the younger son, for returning home after wasting all of his living. And how many times do Christians get angry because of what happens in the lives of other Christians? Remember, this parable is about the Father and his children, God the Father and us. We are the children. And so really what we see here is it possible as a Christian, as a child of the Heavenly Father, to be a hard worker in the field? You know, if you look up in verse 25, it says he was in the field. He was out working. He was out serving his father, working hard in the fields. But is it possible to be a hard worker in the field and yet still to have a bad attitude? And the answer is yes. It's very dangerous, and the devil uses this against believers. But yes, it is possible to be a faithful servant of God and to be out working hard in his fields and yet still have a bad attitude. And that, you know, makes me think about the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, written about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you want to turn over there quickly. In this passage, God talks about when we stand before Christ, we will not be judged for our sins. Praise God, those are paid for at Calvary. But we will be judged based on our works, what we've done for Jesus. And what's interesting is when it talks about these rewards that we might receive, it talks about what sort of works we do. So it's not so much the quantity as it is the quality. We know the passage of chapter 3, verse 11 of 1 Corinthians, the other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, or with a stubble, so things that can survive fire and things that can't, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So it's not that work wasn't done. He's judging works. But he's saying some of the works that we have done will be burnt up. Some of the works that we've done will not result in a reward, in things that can survive the fiery judgment of our Savior's gaze. Wood, hay, stubble is just going to burn up. Gold, silver, precious stones will survive. But he says of what sort it is there in verse 13. And so it's possible to be out there serving God, but you've got the wrong heart about it. You've got the wrong attitude. And you're really earning nothing when it comes to the judgment seat. And so we need to be always checking ourselves to make sure that our heart is right with God, that we're not just serving in the wrong spirit or with the wrong attitude. Otherwise, we're going to be like the prodigal's brother, who got angry. He shouldn't have gotten angry. He should have been rejoicing that his brother had come home. So not only was he angry, but it says in verse 28 of Luke 15, and he would not go in. When we have a wrong attitude, it always affects our behavior. And so even though he was a faithful servant in the field, now he's actually throwing a fit, isn't he? He's so angry that his brother is having this party that his father is celebrating that he wouldn't go in and take part in the celebration. And so even though he is a son of the Father, he refused to be a good brother. How many Christians, they're children of God, they have all the privileges, they're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, but they're not a very good brother or sister in how they treat their brothers and sisters. He was actually disrespecting his own brother by refusing to go in to the celebration. And yet Jesus told us in John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if ye have love one to another. God commands us to love one another. He says, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. His brother should have been there saying, yes, I'm so thankful to have you home, my brother. I'm so thankful that you've been restored to our Father. But instead, he refused to even go in the room with the, and be, take part in the celebration. And so here he is, a son of the Father, just like we're a son of God, but he wasn't being a good brother. How sad. And so here the brother that wasted his living but has now been restored, his heart is full of joy because he's been restored to the Father. And yet the son that's been serving and serving and serving but has a wrong attitude doesn't have any joy. And so is it possible to be an heir to all that God has for us? And one day we're going to have heaven and a mansion in heaven and yet still not have that joy? Absolutely. Sadly, but true. And that can all be stolen by a wrong spirit and a wrong attitude, as we see here. Complaining and moaning would just ruin your day and ruin your joy. Let me look at Israel. Look how many times God had to punish them for what? Complaining. Oh, Lord, there's no water. There's nothing to eat. We're sick of the manna. And on and on. We don't think Moses should be our leader. Complain, complain, complain. And God just constantly had to punish them for complaining. And here we have the prodigal's brother complaining. He was angry. And in verse 28, he would not go in. An improper attitude will always lead to wrong behavior. He was just being judgmental. And the Bible says, judge not that ye be not judged in Matthew chapter 7. Moving on, Luke chapter 15, verse 29. And he answered and he said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And what is he saying? He's really showing some self-righteousness here, isn't he? He's saying, Lord, my father, look how great of a son I've been. That's not the attitude we're to have with God, is it? First of all, it's wrong to boast about what we've done because we've done nothing outside of Christ. But second of all, self-righteousness is a sin. Look, and also in Luke 17, if you would, where the Bible makes it very clear that once we've done everything that we're commanded to do, once we've done our duty, the answer isn't to say, God, look at me, please pat me on the back. The answer is to say, I haven't done enough. Notice Luke 17, there's a whole parable before this verse of verse 10. And the parable has to do with a servant that did everything he was supposed to do, but he was expecting a pat on the back. God says, 17:10 of Luke, likewise ye, when shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. So what's God saying there? Do more than your duty. Otherwise, just say, I'm unprofitable. But that wasn't the prodigal's brother's attitude. He says, look at all I've done for you. I've served you all of these years, and I never broke any of your commandments. And so, how sad. And then verse 29 of Luke 15, he says, and yet, thou never gavest me a kid. Is jealousy a sin? Absolutely. And part of his attitude problem was he was actually jealous that his brother was in there enjoying this celebration and that they had killed the fatted calf for him. And so it sounds like he really didn't understand his father's love, his father's joy. Why is my father rejoicing that my brother's come home? He should be angry. How many times do we see other Christians, they sin, but then they get restored and we're still angry at them for what they've done, not realizing God's already restored them and God's rejoicing and we're complaining. And so it is possible to faithfully serve God and yet not have a proper relationship with God. And that's what the problem was here. He wasn't very close to his father, even though he was out in the field slaving in the sun every day and working hard. He didn't understand his father. He should have been able to relate and say, I understand why you're thankful that he's home. I understand why you're having this celebration, and I'm with you. And how many times are Christians like this where, yeah, they're children of God, but they don't understand that God's mercy and God's grace and God's long-suffering. And instead, they think that God is this angry, judgmental being, and he isn't. forgiveness is the heart of our faith, is it not? When you look at Calvary. So, already we've seen so much in the prodigal's brother. We've seen that it's possible to be a hard worker but still have a bad attitude. It's possible to have the privileges of as a son but not be a biblical brother or sister. It's possible to have all that God promises in the future, to be an heir of all of it, and yet not have the joy that comes with knowing that God loves us. It's possible to serve God faithfully and yet not have a proper relationship, to not be close to God. And that was the case with the prodigal's brother. Moving on, verse 30. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. How sad. He should have been willing to forgive the same as his father forgave. We must always forgive. As a matter of fact, God says in Mark 11, verse 25, that when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. We must forgive as God forgave and must never fall into this trap of looking at others and letting it lead to discontent in our own lives. What he's saying is, well, this isn't fair. I work and I work and I work. When did I get a fatted calf? Life isn't fair. But your Father loves you and will give you what's best for you and will always bless you and take care of you. It's not a contest. Be content. How many times have we told this in the Scriptures? Be content with such things as you have in Hebrews 13:5. So is it possible to be... Really, this is the ultimate question. Is it possible to be correct in your beliefs and in your doctrine and even in your labors and yet be completely wrong in your heart? And the answer, as we see with the prodigal's brother, is yes. You know, in John chapter 8, look at the Pharisees. They brought this woman taken in adultery to Jesus and said, well, the law says she should be stoned. And so they were doing everything according to the law, but their hearts were completely wrong. It wasn't about the law. It wasn't about even the woman. It was about Jesus and them trying to trick him. And it is possible to be correct in your doctrine, to be correct in serving, and yet have a completely wrong attitude in the heart. I mean, look, here just what we've looked at already. This prodigal's brother, who's been faithfully serving his father, he was judgmental. God says, judge not that you be not judged. He was self-righteous. We're told not to be self-righteous. He was jealous. We're told jealousy is a sin. He didn't have true joy of the Lord. He didn't have a proper relationship with his father, didn't even understand his father. He wasn't content with what the father had given him. He didn't have a good relationship with his own brother. And he had a bad attitude. And yet he's the one that was faithfully serving in the field. So don't be that Christian who on the outside looks like you're doing everything right, but in the heart, you aren't right. You aren't right with God. You aren't right in your attitude. You aren't right with your brothers and sisters. You aren't right in your judgmentalism. Those are all sins as well. So don't be tricked by the devil into thinking like the Pharisees thought when Jesus was on earth. Well, if I'm just doing this, this, and this, everything's okay. No, it's not. Man looketh the hour of the appearance, God looketh on the heart. And this prodigal's brother, his heart had some serious issues, as we see. He was a hard worker, bad attitude. He was the privileged son, but a horrible brother. He had all the promises of being an heir from his father, but didn't have a good relationship with his father. But he was judgmental, he was jealous, he was self-righteous, lacked the joy that he should have, he wasn't content. How sad. So the Bible says he would not go in. And this should never be our attitude. Our attitude should always be the same as God's. I'm going to forgive, and I'm going to love, and I'm going to live my life for Jesus, and I'm going to live my life in the joy of the Lord. And I'm going to be a good brother to my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. So the Bible says he would not go in. Let's check our own hearts and make sure that we are not anything like the prodigal's brother. Thank you, and God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity.